Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's hour two. I'm not joking. Thanks for sticking with us through the break. If you're just joining us, thanks for joining us for episode 232 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. I'm just going to say it on the air. When we got choppy in audio, like with John Liu, we got to cut the cord and go to the phone immediately. Because it was a wonderful interview with John Liu. It was 15 minutes long. We could only hear half of it. We got to make the call to go to the phone a lot faster. And coming up this hour, Damon Severson of the Jersey Devils and Lieutenant Garrett from TSN 1260. I'm trying to find a way to word this poll question today. And I would have liked a lot more time to talk about it today, but stuff's been flying in the air like crazy. You've noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's noticed. Maybe you folks can, on the Facebook wall, write in and tell us how you would word it. Who do you support in this Major League Baseball return scenario? I mean, it would be very simple to just word it like that and say players or owners, but people don't understand what the scenario is.
Yeah.
The scenario is the owners are saying, hey, guys, let's come back and open spring training mid-June, start the regular season July 4th, 82 games, and we'll split the money 50-50. That is not a normal owner thing to do. I think that is very fair of the owners. And the players are saying, nope, that's one step away from a salary cap. Not interested. So you're going to sit on your thumbs.
Could you do it like this? MLB owners propose 50-50 profit share in return. Players vote no. Who do you support?
Even that seems wordy to me.
I know. It's just it's Twitter. You don't have that many characters. But you got to find something that explains it and still gives you the chance to vote. Players say no. Owners propose a 50-50 split. Players decline. Are they greedy?
Nobody's writing in with their thoughts on how to do that. What they're writing in is they all want to go to Montreal on the Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip.
The Canadian version.
From Zach in Calgary. We have a Montreal trip for the Rod Peterson Show sports trip. I would be down with that. Canadiens, Alouettes, you'd love it. You'd have a great time. I do remember a friend of mine, Tyler Burby, texted me from the Grey Cup in 2008. He goes, this town makes Las Vegas look like Grenfell. Montreal, it's fun.
It's a great town.
It's fun.
Great town and beautiful too. Somebody mentioned Old Montreal earlier in the chat. It's awesome. I've only been in the summertime, but you can bike up and down the waterfront and it's great. So many great places to eat and see everything. It's cool.
From our viewer, Don in Ottawa, he says, word it this way, is a 50-50 share between owners and players fair for a shortened baseball season? That may be the best way to word it, but it's not the spirit of what I wanted. I wanted to say, who do you support? That's not the same wording.
You want the poll result.
I want it to reflect
owners, players.
Yes. That's what I want. Word it so that you can have the vote of either side, players or owners.
Not yes or no.
We want to create division. They're actually doing that themselves. So let's get on into it. It's not like you didn't see it coming. I think we were all hoping that the owners would sort this out, or at least the people that they hire to sort this out, the presidents and governors, and then they would make something fair to the players, which is what I think baseball did, and then the players would just take it and return to the field. We should have known it's not going to be that easy.
Yeah.
That's the crux of the whole thing. Doesn't really matter who you support. The point is, baseball, because they're in season, I guess, sorry, the NHL and the NBA, but... And that's what's been written about in Sports Illustrated. The health factor aside, that's one thing. Money is the biggest thing.
Yeah, we all want to talk about the integrity and the spirit of the Grey Cup or the integrity of the 100-year tradition of the Stanley Cup and the NBA championship. And we want to talk about the integrity of the game and holding all of those things in check. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't work on the in the pocketbook, if it doesn't work financially, it's not going to happen. It feels like the money matters more than the history or the game itself. And so, yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, if we're going to be okay having an 82-game baseball season or if you got to play 100 or if you got to play 162. I mean, it's about money. The players want to get paid. But the owners don't want to lose everything either, because if they're not making any revenue, they don't want to be paying all the salaries either. So trying to find a solution that, that works for everybody is the hardest part.
Regarding the sports trip, Jack Fulton's watching in Alberta. He says Montreal is the one CFL away game players look forward to more than any other. Lots of great eats and nightlife. Well, I know for this with the Riders and Chris Jones, they would go out two nights early. And it's like, guys, get it out of your system. The first night, can you go to bed the night before the game? Can you please go to bed the night before the game early? And of course they don't. You would think the Alouettes would have the best home record in the CFL because they're the Las Vegas of Canada. They are. Why don't they market themselves as the Las Vegas of Canada?
Right.
They should.
They should. You know, Sin City and the whole deal that they got going on, the red light district. And I mean, they got some wild nightlife stuff. I mean, yeah, I don't know. They should. And Montreal should have the best home record. And maybe over the last number of years, maybe they have, you know, despite the recent slump that the team's gone into. But yeah, I don't know. That's why the Golden Knights, you know, had that great home record too, right? The Vegas flu, they called it. There should be something for Montreal, the Montreal flu or the Montreal something, you know, when you go to Montreal.
And yet there isn't.
But there's not. There has never been a name for it.
Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, writes in and says, Montreal is such a great place. Good food. Molson Stadium, a great place for a game. Dunn's, Schwartz's, Baton Rouge, Churchill's, smoked meat. Shuey says the same thing. If you, it's a bucket list thing that you got to do.
Oh, yeah.
Montreal.
Well, and something that's come into Regina, there's a place called Takeaway. I think it's
never heard of it
in the Cathedral area, and they bring in the Montreal bagels from Saint Viateur, which is the great fresh bag, one of the great, there's two in the Jewish kind of communities in Montreal. There's two bagel shops, Saint Viateur, and I can't think of the other one off the top of my head. We walked up, you get the fresh bagel. Now they're shipping them to Regina once a week, so you can get a bag of the great Montreal bagels.
Prairie Mobile text line. Hang on. Monty in Saskatoon writes in and says, the Riders have the best home. Monty, you've missed the point. Players love playing in Mosaic Stadium as the road team more than anybody. Yes, they do. They do not love Regina as the nightlife capital of Canada. They don't. Anyways, from Brady. Mike Tyson posted a video of him training for boxing in his Insta saying he's back. If he is indeed back to compete, do you think he has a chance to succeed against a younger generation and him being 53? No. No.
And that's not, that's not what he's coming back to do. If he's coming back, he's not coming back to win a title or to go through the younger division. I mean, yes, it's about the titles and those fights and stuff, but more than that, it's about putting two guys on the top of the card that can create buzz and sell tickets. Can you imagine if you had Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield fight right now and it was built up? I mean, the UFC had $59 million pay-per-view dollars spent. It would have 100. Easy. It'd be bigger than McGregor when he fought Mayweather. It'd be bigger than that. Be the biggest... the biggest fight you've ever seen. And it would have nothing to do with the title. It would have nothing to do with coming up the heavyweight ladder again. He's not interested in that. He's just interested in fighting, making some money if he's coming back.
What's happening, guys, with Damon Severson? They're telling me that they're just getting him connected. So while we stop or await Damon Severson, Melville, Saskatchewan kid. He is currently with the New Jersey Devils. It actually hurts my heart to look at Hockey DB, which should be on my favorites because I'm at it all the time. They've got this year's stats in there like the season's over. It's almost like you're reading an obituary.
Yeah.
You know? But anyways, he played three seasons and a bit with the Kelowna Rockets in the Dub. Was a second round pick of the New Jersey Devils in 2012. By the way, he was born in 94. So he'll be 26 this year. And he's been in New Jersey since 2014. He's got 430 NHL games, 163 points. It's pretty damn good, especially for a D-man. And he'll be joining us shortly. I got to assume that he's back in Melville-ish awaiting the pandemic, which, by the way, oh, man, thank God they don't let the public make decisions on much other than elections, because I'm seeing this. If this is what they have, this is what I'm seeing a lot, even from media pundits. If they have to go through all these hoops to get back to playing the NHL, just scrap the season and come back next year. Well, thank God it's not up to you. The players want to play. The owners want to play. The fans want a Stanley Cup handed out. Just because you can actually leave the house and go to the lake and get on the boat or something, just because it doesn't suit you, you want to scrap the NHL season. Are you seeing that?
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of it.
Big time. And it was, I think it was Ryan Rashog's tweet. It got on my radar through Dustin Nielsen that the, whether it's the health leaders or whatever, have come up with a whole list of things that could help the NHL be safer. And it comes to coaches distancing on the bench and wearing masks. No scrums after whistles. The wingers on a face-off lining up 2 or 3 feet apart instead of crossing sticks and skates. Full face shields for the players to prevent the droplets a little bit more from leaving. No fighting, a few different things. And everybody jumps on it and says, that's not hockey. We can't do it. Well, they're probably not going to come back if they have to abide by all of those things because it just wouldn't be the same. The players might not be able to play the same way. I don't know. Because how are you going to really control guys from pushing and shoving and scrumming after a whistle? But it just means that they're trying. They're looking at solutions. But we take it to mean that's what the NHL is talking about doing right now. And so right away we jump and say, don't play. We don't want you to play. Well, how about let them work through it? Let them figure it out because they want to play. They want to hand out a Stanley Cup. So I'm with you on that. I mean, if it was up to the public, we would have scrapped the season, it seems like.
Well, let's go to the players. Damon Severson of the New Jersey Devils joins us on the phone here this morning. Damon, how you doing?
Well, how you guys doing this morning?
We're well. Appreciate you hanging in there. Where are you at, by the way? You back home in Sasky, or where are you hanging out right now during the break?
I got an off-season home in Kelowna where I played my junior hockey, so I'm spending my time out here. My girlfriend actually works at the hospital here in town full-time, or I guess half-time, I would say. But, yeah, we're spending our time out here, and she's the one that's heavy on the job right now, and I'm just kind of holding down the fort at home here.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of guys on from the Kelowna area. Wade Redden comes to mind. Who else have we had on? There's Colby Armstrong. No, Colby's not there. But anyways, you get the point, Damon. Are you guys getting together at all, social distancing-wise, and talking about where the NHL is at right now, or are you just kind of hanging out at home?
We have a few conversations here and there. You know, guys text or you know, kind of mess around with each other, kind of chatting a little bit, and everyone tries to kind of stay in the loop and get the scoops each and every day. So they're kind of tight-lipped right now with everything going on. Obviously, in the media world, everything gets leaked, you know, within an hour or two after, you know, players and coaches and management kind of hear about it. But we're just trying to, you know, I guess stay in shape as best we can and just kind of wait it out until we're told kind of our further instructions. Just as we don't know, we're not going to prepare as if we're going into an off season, but we're also kind of unsure about what the scenario is going to go looking ahead here.
Well, 2 months is a very long time. You know, we had Ethan Bear actually in the studio here. Was it a month ago now?
Feels like it.
And he talked about his training, switching from in-season training to off-season training. I mean, 2 months is a long time. Damon, how is your training right now? What have you had to do? And obviously you can't go to the gym. So how are you keeping fit?
Yeah, a lot of outside stuff. I've been fortunate. It's been pretty nice out here. Just lucky with the weather. So we got a couple of good trails where we're running. And I know some guys don't like to run. They like to ride the bike, stuff like that. But I don't mind going for runs. And so I've been doing kind of like the long distance runs. And then, you know, just body weight workout, stuff like that. Whether if it's a rainy day or something, you know, you do it at home and find some time for that. But again, there's been a lot of guys who haven't seen the ice in a couple months here. And tough to find ice times. I know guys over in Europe and in Sweden especially have been skating, but you know, I'd love to get back on the ice, not only just because you know just because the season may come back, but just kind of feel the puck again and just get out there and not be told that I'm not allowed to be able to skate anymore. So yeah, it's been tough, but try to stay in shape as best you can. And again, like I said, the weather's been cooperating pretty well out here. So I've been outside doing lots of activities outside.
Two-part question. How would you describe this season for the New Jersey Devils? And how much do you think about that the hockey that you've played already this year? 69 games for you.
Yeah, it was for the team-wise, I think it was a bit of a disappointment. We made some moves this summer. Trade-wise, we made some free agent signings, and we got the first overall pick, obviously. So I think there was a lot of attention around our team early in the year, and we didn't really meet expectations per se. But yeah, it was a little bit of an up and down year. We had some good spots, we had some bad spots, but ultimately we dug ourselves a hole really early in the season, and it was just so tough to get out of that, especially with the, you know, there's so many good teams in the league. You're playing somebody good every night, no matter who it is. But it was just unfortunate. We dug ourselves a hole, and then we made some changes, and actually we climbed out of the hole a decent amount compared to what people thought we could have. And we were kind of, you know, pushing teams and making them beat us if they wanted to stay in their playoff push. And we would be winning games, and we'd be, you know, kind of creeping up on teams too. And it would have been real tough for us to sneak in there, but it was fun to start playing that way again towards the, I guess, before the pause here. And yeah, personally, I think, again, I had a slow start along with the team. I think I had like 5 points in like the first 25 or 26 games, and just wasn't myself out there and wasn't playing well. And then, you know, like I said, the changes happened. I think there was more confidence instilled in the players, and they let us play a little bit more. And then I kind of took off from there and started heating up. And the second half of my season, I really, really liked compared to the first half. And I guess we get to go back and moving into next season and beyond, I'd like to start, you know, continuing playing like that.
Damon, you must be an interview darling in New Jersey. You're very good at this. Do they go to you lots in the media there in New Jersey?
You know what? Every once in a while, they know I'm not afraid to chat, and I try to keep it as positive as I can. I know, like, you know, the New York and New Jersey, that sort of area, they, you know, they try to spin things sometimes, and you know, I'm not trying to, I guess, bash them at all, but everyone needs a story, and that's just kind of the old-fashioned way of that style of media. So I try to be a positive person as best I can, you know, they maybe come to me. I think there's a lot bigger names, you know, around the room, just the first overall picks we've had and the high-end talent and stuff like that kind of get gravitated to a little bit more. But I don't mind chatting up with the media every once in a while. They know I'm going to be straightforward with them, and I don't like beating around the bush. And I just like trying to enjoy it, and I'll, you know, try to give some good sound bites when I can, but I don't want to go off the handle at all like some guys like to do.
Well, good for you. You're good at it. So speaking of being a positive guy, how is the outlook for the Devils? Pandemic aside, when you do get back, because you will come back at some point, I'm talking about the years ahead, how positive are you for the Devils to be prominent again?
I think, you know, like I think, like I just said, the first half of the season was a disappointment, and the second half we really started to come together, and it was unfortunate. We had to trade some guys away, and there's some awkward situations definitely going on. But I think once the trade deadline finished up and we had our team for the rest of the year, and we kind of had everything set where, okay, it's just time to play and not worry about anything else, it was a lot more guys were a lot more calm, and they just realized that, hey, now is the time. I got to play for my job. I got to prove that I can be a player for this team moving forward in the coming seasons. And I like our team, and I like, you know, some of the players on our team, you know, I like the direction we're headed. I come to be close with a lot of the younger guys on the team currently, and I think we have a future with the guys as long as we kind of stick to it, you know, don't try to force anything or change anything too drastically. But you know, it's a tough league again. You got to win games every night to be a playoff team, you know, we just dug ourselves that hole early this year, but. Going forward, again, I like the team we have, and if we can just maybe tweak a couple things here and there and add a few pieces, a little bit more scoring punch, then I think we'll be going in the right direction for sure. But I think there was a lot of things that people expected this year that we didn't do, but now going into next year, there's going to be kind of a lot of question marks, and we just got to prove that we can, you know, make the teams work to beat us, and we got to be a top team.
Last one for you, Damon. You mentioned you're living in your junior town. You never forget your junior team. I saw on the weekend the Kelowna Rockets fans voted for the all-time team. 6 forwards, 4 D, two goalies. And if I'm not mistaken, you were on the all-time team, were you not?
You know what? That's a good question. I haven't even seen that yet. So I'm going to have to take a look and see if I made that team or not, because there's some high-end talent on that team, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, for all-time teams, and Darren, you jump any time, I think that's too many people. One forward line, one D pair, one goalie. Because, Damon, in my mind, I'm sorry, you can disagree if you want because you played there. One name in goal, Kelly Gard. That's it. Forget about Jackson Whistle, although I'm sure he did great things. But that's a lot of guys on an all-time team. They're doing 21 guys for the NHL teams in Canada. That just seems like too many to me.
Well, you just told me I made the team, and now you're telling me...
Well, you might have been in the top six.
Then I wouldn't maybe make it if it was a top two D pair. So I was on my high horse there for a few seconds when you told me I made the team as a top four guy. But they got some good D, and I think the if I just tried to start listing them, it wouldn't even end for days. So that's definitely an honor if I was named to that team. But again, yeah, you don't forget your junior town, and I'm proud to be a resident here. And I like to get back to Saskatchewan and visit my roots again and see the family and make sure all is good back there as well.
Well, the Seversons, that is a proud family and a big hockey name. Damon, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate your patience getting on with this, and stay safe, and certainly hope to see you on the ice soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. There's just so many Seversons.
Yeah.
So if I misspoke, I just thought I saw his name in the list. I posted it to my column on Sunday.
I'm just looking here.
Hang on. We got a break because we're way past coming back. We got Lieutenant Eric. I'm looking forward to that. We got a lot to get to today. Thanks for bearing with us. This is hour two of episode number 232. We're coming at you on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our weekend. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. I think there's a reason for our viewers that they are showing the empty chair. There you go.
I know.
Everything is happening.
It's like delivery.
Yeah, what's the delivery?
Water.
Is that water?
The water
guy. It's almost getting back to normal, but it's not back to normal.
Not quite.
And it's funny, just ahead of a sports update, John Kirby's joined us, a viewer from Edmonton. He says, any updates on the CFL or WHL or NHL? No, John, none. It's day 61. When we know, you'll know. No updates, but... Okay, here's your updates. The Swift Current Broncos announced they have signed defenseman Liam Saxberg to a WHL standard player agreement. He was drafted 60th overall in the 2020 WHL Bantam Draft. He's from Winnipeg, Manitoba, played last season with the Winnipeg Warriors of the Winnipeg Bantam AAA League. I can just hear it now. They're like, we don't want those updates. The Canada West Conference is cutting schedules and reducing travel in many university sports for the 2020-21 season because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The conference said Monday it has had significant disruptions to member finances during the crisis. Canada West says the change would allow for games to occur in a shorter amount of time if COVID-19 restrictions limit the usual competition period. Football, one of the first sports to start, will go to 5 games, down from 8 during the regular season. And the World Baseball Classic will be postponed from 2021 to 2023 because of the new coronavirus. The decision, first reported by ESPN Deportes, must be approved by the WBC Board of Directors, which is expected. The fifth edition of the tournament was scheduled for next March 9th to the 23rd in Taiwan, Tokyo, Phoenix, and Miami. The Marlins were to host the semifinals and final, along with half of the quarterfinals, which were also to be played in Tokyo. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Their kitchen's open and awaiting your order. Call 761-2777 for their hours or visit their Facebook page for their menu. For Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. And Wendell Clarkson, Saskatoon, where all the same things can be said that were said for the Tap, that the kitchen's open. Their menu's on their Facebook page. They offer curbside pickup. And in Wendell Clark's case, free citywide delivery. Lucas Holt writes in and says, been waiting a long time for Lieutenant Eric. Good for you, Lucas. Clearly, you are a relation of Lieutenant Eric. He was on at 11:30. You should have asked him when he's coming on. What are you saying? We should speed up bringing him on? My wife and one of my daughters say that I'm far too hard on people that write in here. And I just don't understand what the deal. I talk to them that way at home.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, like the guy that comes in here and says, stick to sports, please. This is the one thing that I want to say. If I walked into McDonald's and said, hey, you're cooking the burgers wrong. This is what you need to do. It would be, there's the door. Get out. Why is this any different than McDonald's?
Salads, McRibs, stick to burgers. Right.
I'm not coming back until you bring pizza back on the menu. Yeah, GFY. Like, who is going to tell us how to do our business? I don't get it. Why should I be nice about that?
No, you're you. And not that I'm saying that you're...
You're a little more diplomatic.
But. Yeah, I know, but it's fun, and they keep coming back.
Keep going back to McDonald's. You're right. That's a thing.
But we've... And I know the fans and the viewers and the listeners will understand this, and it never feels... No, in life, it never feels good to get yelled at or to get criticized or to be told something like that, right? We'll do the talk, and you do the watching. It doesn't ever... You know... When you yell on the couch, it doesn't feel good. But we know what we're getting from you is so authentically real and true, and you mean it. And so it's hard not to trust that. It's hard not to respect it, and then we stick around. We know it's not personal, right?
Right. That reminds me, Lucas Holt writes it and says, yes, that's exactly what I meant. I can't tell if he's being facetious or not. We got something going on with the video system today. I don't know, maybe it's the new control panel. I don't know. But we've got on the phone Lieutenant Eric from Edmonton, which is a real shame, particularly for our female viewers, because they need to see him. But Lieutenant Eric, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, Rod, how you doing? Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Now, were you surprised when Clark reached out to come on the show?
I'm surprised it took so long. I mean, I must say, too, like, I know you had, and my close personal childhood friend, Pete Mills, you may know him from CBC Regina. But you did have him on the show a little while back, and it was always a bit of a competition between him and I to see who might get first on. But since I am on now, but on the phone, I believe you do owe me probably another appearance in the future, fair?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, the way it's looking, Lieutenant Eric, we're going to have a lot of time, by the way, for chats just like this. Can you, by the way, tell me what relation is Lucas to you, who's been waiting a long time, he says, for you to be on the show?
hope he's not giving you too much grief. He's my blood brother, actually, from the exact same mother and father. So
okay,
pretty tight. He knows you quite well, Roddy. So yeah, it's. I hope he's not giving you too much trouble there on the inbox.
Oh, he means he's been like you. He's not waiting today for how long he's been waiting. It's only 232 shows, by the way, before we got Lieutenant Eric on. Now, you are the top lieutenant of the TSN 1260 Army. I guess the general is Dustin Nielsen. But before we go any further down that road, we should tell our listeners and viewers your story, Eric, if you don't mind, because you're a Saskatchewan guy and you really love your Riders lore.
Love the Rough Riders, Rod, and you know, it's kind of funny me talking with you this morning, and I hope Lynch is there too, I'm not too sure, but you guys and all the broadcast crew, I mean, whether it was working in the Safeway produce cooler or delivering aftermarket car parts and such, you guys are a big part growing up and everything. So yeah, Saskatchewan, I don't live there anymore. I still try to come back for Rough Rider game one or two throughout the season, but no, it started in radio, community radio in Saskatoon, the beautiful 90.5 CFCR FM. Community radio, cut my chops there. It was great. I did a heavy metal program on Thursday nights while I kind of worked odd jobs. So it was kind of a great way to get into the business, learn things for free and enjoy myself while doing it. And a few other of my friends came up here and took the broadcasting course at Nate and said, yeah, you know, if you want to make a little money doing what you're doing as a hobby, it's not a lot of money, obviously, in the broadcasting business, but come up here. So I moved up here in 2010. Kind of my brother was also a part of this conglomerate, kind of a boys flop house band type of hangout, but lived there for a few years, went to Nate and did my internship practicum here at TSN 1260, as it was known, Team 1260 at the time, and been here ever since, loving every minute of it, man.
Follow him, by the way, Lieutenant Eric on Twitter, at Lieutenant Eric, or on Instagram as Lasagna Enthusiast. But if you don't mind, Lieutenant Eric, talk about the Edmonton sports landscape, because you guys kind of seem like a bit of a distinct society. I think, what's Edmonton now? Third for viewership for this show, right, Darren?
No, yeah.
It's number three behind Regina and Saskatoon, yet we rarely hear from viewers in the comments. It's like they watch, but they don't chime in. You know, obviously you hate Calgary, but you're sort of your own. There's enough going on in Edmonton that you don't really need to branch out. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I mean, you got the Oilers. There are a lot of good sports stories and scenes happening here for the most part, but Oilers always usually take precedence. I mean, it's the big ticket in town. But I've since moving here, I think I've realized, I mean, when you live in Saskatoon, Regina, Weyburn, wherever in Saskatchewan, the great province of Saskatchewan, you are Riders focused and you see the world and the CFL, especially through green tinted lenses. But what I've really found out in moving here and going to Eskimo games, not even when the Rough Riders are in town, it's you get a love for the league and the importance of, like, you know, the other markets as they are connected to the Rough Riders as well. So I've kind of learned moving out and kind of, yeah, getting a bit more. Another thing was when I moved here in 2010, FC Edmonton, the local soccer club, was in its infancy, and I've kind of grown with the club. Some memorable nights hosting the Vancouver Whitecaps in Canadian Championship play. There's good baseball here, obviously the prospects in the league with a few other teams from your neck of the woods. So there's a lot of cool sports going on kind of under the radar of, you know, the Edmonton Oilers brand. But you got to dig and you got to find it and you got to kind of let loose and enjoy it, because not always, I think, especially during these times, it's not always about money. It's just about stripping it down and getting back to, you know, what you like about sports, whether it's, you know, watching high-priced athletes go at it or just going down to the park and betting on two geese getting into a fight, you know? Like, it's, sports is really all around, and that's really our morning show here in Edmonton. We've kind of had, I don't want to say success, but we've done quite well in this time minus sports, because we've always considered ourselves a bit of a variety show. And I think you can kind of learn the lesson. We've been doing drafts every Wednesday. Tomorrow we're drafting our food court tenants. And, you know, you can really make a sport out of anything if you look close enough and kind of put the energy and attention into it.
Number one food court tenant draft for me. Number one overall, I'm thinking Panda Express.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you done your draft work on that one yet, Lieutenant Eric?
I've been, my scouting network has been busy for the past week, but obviously with the malls closed, it's been kind of tough. We did our draft seating earlier today, which can be found online various places, but Dustin Nielsen will be selecting first out of five. So we've kind of centered around, I mean, the Taco Times, the New York Fries. There's a good start, but it's in the lower rounds of this draft where you're really going to see which scouting staff put in the work and which winner actually like rises to the top. Because I think you have your heavy hitters and your mainstayers, your big players, big names. But it's really in that latter part of the draft where things will get interesting. You know, are you taking a lottery kiosk as opposed to a washroom or a top-notch janitorial staff? It's really going to get busy during the latter parts, but it'll be myself, Nielsen, Tyler Yaremchuk here from the Lowdown with Low Tide, Jason Strudwick, former Vancouver Canuck, and Dave Jamieson, as you know, Roddy, from the Dave Jamieson Show here on the station.
You did the focus group on Twitter. I saw that, and I said, I always get the sample on the toothpick from the Asian place, the sesame chicken on a stick.
Yes.
But I'd probably take the Bourbon Street grill. They have one now in Saskatoon, but that's always my favorite, so go ahead.
That's it?
That was my spot, the Bourbon Street. They've got the great Louisiana-style barbecue.
I think Robin's Donuts will be the Tom Brady of the TSN 1260 draft.
I'm looking for more of a muffins.
Yes.
I think the muffin game is due to come back strong, and I think 2020 might be the year, boys.
The jumbo muffins, those are the best.
By the way, Jeff in Calgary writes in the Stamps fan, and he says, Calgary and Edmonton respect each other, Rod. Jeff, no, they don't. Have you not heard me say I can smell a lie like a fart in a car? Don't tell me that they respect each other, because I know that they don't. I lived in Calgary. I went to college there. Lieutenant Eric, please tell me that you and Edmonton do not respect Calgary.
You know, I don't really see the knives out for it a lot. I will say this, like I think the Rough Riders and Bombers have one of those kind of friendly prairie rivalries, and that's fine. Of course, the Battle of Alberta in its many forms, whether it's on the ice or on the gridiron, is one thing. But I do get a sense, since I've been here, and this is just my point of view, that it is kind of a one-off event too, where, yeah, you get a little mad and there's the trash talking and everything. But make no mistake, Eskimos fans, Stamps fans will always find a common ground hating on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. That's where I've seen. Grey Cup, and it's too bad that most likely, I mean, the Grey Cup in Regina would have been a nice kind of prairie triad where we had Edmonton, Calgary, and then Regina to finish it up. But I was fortunate enough to be at the two Grey Cups, one here in Edmonton and then Calgary's last year. And man, when you're going out flying that rider flag, it doesn't matter if it's mustard yellow or fire engine red, they're always on you. They're always on you. And I can usually see the same that's kind of getting along as well, just kind of on the side. So I know that it's talked about as a big mean rivalry, but I'm more inclined to kind of view it more as the Rider Bomber thing, whereas when the real enemy comes to play being the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Wow, that's interesting. Jeff, the Stamps fan, writes in and thanks you for backing his argument, but I'm not buying it. We're just talking to different people. I think, Lieutenant Eric, you need to get out of the press box and get down into the pits, because that's what I see.
Maybe that's one of those things, but yeah, different of opinion, but that's what I'm really going to miss this year, Rod, is kind of like, you know, the CFL, and that's summer to me. I think it's the CFL season and the CFL off season in my way of thinking and my digesting of sports. So it's going to be a little different, but I think, and as we've been saying on our show as well, and how the CFL can approach things differently moving forward, I think with great, you know, issues and problems comes an opportunity to do something brash and wild. We never thought that the CFL would have, you know, a handful of American franchises at one point in time. That decision ultimately didn't turn out to be too profitable, but I think the league now has an opportunity to kind of look at things a bit different and not just think outside the box, but really question the box in its entirety, if you know what I mean.
I do. Now, I hope you can understand our poll question from yesterday. It was, how much would you pay for a pay-per-view CFL game? Let's just spitball and say if it went that way. The options, Lieutenant Eric, are $10 to $50, $50 to $99, or $100+. If the revenue model for the CFL was all pay-per-view this season, how much would you pay per game?
Okay, so this is like if I'm buying like a package ticket every game for kind of that.
No, it's one game per week. What? It's not a season pass. It's like UFC, okay? I don't get what it's for one game. What would you pay?
But I ain't paying for the prelims. Like, is it Alouettes and Lions on a Sunday afternoon, or are we looking at a little Friday night football here?
That's a good point.
I'm more inclined. I'll spend a little more. I'll say that. I would, to answer your question, your first option, I would pay for regular. Actually, the first option I'd use for Eastern Division teams, I would pay around $100 for a good Western Division tilt. And then for the Rough Riders, I would pay whatever the top package is.
That's interesting. Tiered pricing.
Whoa.
You know, maybe we'll be going that way. By the way, from our viewers, from Dan Ukrainitz writing in, he is Lieutenant Eric following Korean baseball.
Dan, hey, to Dan as well. I haven't talked to Dan in a while, but I haven't been following the Korean baseball too much. I've been listening to a bit of it on the show that airs before ours, and they chat a bit about it as well. But I'm really getting in on, and I was in on UFC 249, which I'm not a mixed martial arts guy by any stretch of the imagination, kind of glanced at that with a peering eye. But the Bundesliga, Rod, the German Premier Soccer Division, returns this weekend with a full slate of games beginning, I believe, Friday, stretching into over the weekend and beyond, hopefully, knock on wood. But Alphonso Davies, Edmonton's own, Canada's own, quickly becoming a major household name in the world of soccer, starts left back for Bayern Munich, one of the top clubs in Germany. So it'll be something to watch. I for sure will be keeping an eye on the Bundesliga, not so much Korean baseball, just because I don't really see much of a connection there personally. But Fonzie, Alphonso Davies, I'll be following for Bayern, and I just ordered, I'm going to be supporting Borussia Mönchengladbach in the Bundesliga. So I got on their website, ordered one of their nice kits, Rod. They call them a kit, not a jersey. So that was about half price since it's kind of the off season. So I got a good deal on a jersey, a good German club to support now, and kind of diving in with both. You know, I'm not even diving in. It's more of a cannonball into the German Premier League of Soccer, the Bundesliga. So not so much on the Korean baseball, but I will be heavily invested into the soccer. And as I kind of like to see, I mean, I'm a soccer guy, but what's been happening over there, you can kind of, it's been like a 3 or 4 week into the future glimpse. So as you see things kind of developing over there, I know Portugal's division is looking at getting back, England calling players back to train. So you're kind of seeing things percolating and bubbling over there. I like that when it comes to kind of North American leagues and how they may model things going forward, or anything of a loose timeline is when we may be getting action back on any type of playing surface.
Well, it's like a buffet. There's something for everybody. You know, it's not my thing, but at least there's something there for you. And like Arnold Jackson said, different strokes for different folks. Lieutenant Eric, let's do it again. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Can't wait. Take care.
All right. Lieutenant Eric Holt joining us from TSN 1260 Edmonton. And by the way, Jerry Pelagian writes in. He says, Calgary and Edmonton hate each other, trust me, just like Dog River and Woolerton. LOL. No kidding. What? Who are you trying to kid? You're trying to tell me you respect each other and get a... Come on. Come on.
No.
Don't lie to us. We'll be back. Lots to get to. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A couple more segments left. Clark just poked his head out of his cage. Things are changing around here for the last almost 2 months, 6 weeks for sure. Clark's had his table out there. Now he's back in here. And there's Jordan and Ryan are in there too, right?
Jordan is for sure, yeah.
Right. So we've got this new board and the video issues and getting guys on. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I just said, I want to communicate that to the viewers that these are the issues that we've had today because we've got all new equipment around here that Paul brought in. So, because I didn't really know. What did I say earlier? You do the visual thing. They do the tech thing. I'll do the talking.
But you got to know the info.
I just want to know what we're dealing with here. Yeah. So, the poll question is really, I don't know. I never... I said to them, you know, this day's got away from us. And it's not in a bad way. I mean, we came in, we were not able to have our morning meeting because we had a guest in the studio. We never talked about a poll question. We never talked about the guests, which is cool because they were bringing gifts and it was all good, but we never had our morning meeting.
Yeah.
And
throws everything off.
Well, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So... I never did find a way to word the question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Who do you support, players or owners, in this major league scenario that the owners are offering, let's get back on the field and start playing July 4th, but the players say, and we'll split the revenue, whatever comes in, we'll split it 50-50, and the players are saying, no, that's a salary cap. How do you fit that in 140 characters and make it make sense? So we never did tweet it. We didn't even have a poll question. But the one from yesterday on the pay-per-view, they're still talking about it.
Yeah, it's made enough noise for 2 days.
So let's just go back to yesterday's question. Dan in Regina writes from the 737. So in terms of the pay-per-view in the CFL, are we thinking it should cost more than a game ticket? I feel it should be cheaper than a game ticket. You lose the experience of being at the game. I'm going to stop blaming others and put the arrow on me because nobody ever does that. I should have explained the whole thing, but I also know that even if I had, people wouldn't be getting it. It's like the UFC last Saturday night, guys. Nobody's in the venue. If you want to watch the CFL, you got to pay for it, okay? Am I speaking another language?
No, you're not. In the UFC thing, and it's why the revenue went up, is because, yeah, there is nobody there. The only way to watch it. And I know that the money that you pay for the UFC is less than you'd pay to be in that building because the tickets are expensive. I get that. But this is the only way to experience it. And so maybe you'd have to be creative. This is up to the television guys now and the pay-per-view and the guys in programming. How do you get creative and tier your tickets so that you can give something to everybody, right? How do you tier it to change the experience for different fans? I don't know. But it's something worth looking into. I like Lieutenant Eric tiering it. Hey, I'd pay this much for a Rider game, and I'd only pay this much for somebody out of market. So you could do that based on what market you're in. That might be kind of interesting. But that would get confusing, too, because you got Rider fans in Calgary and Edmonton that would want the Rider games, and they'd get it less than you or
so,
I.
So, God. Now we're back on track to what we normally do.
Yeah.
The point is so many people are trying to come up with ideas as to how to save the CFL. And how many times have I said, look, that's great, but the CFL doesn't want your help. So I have still spent zero time thinking about how to get the CFL back because they don't care what I think. They don't care what you think. And it all came out very well in that Three Down article yesterday. Bob Rutina, the longtime member of parliament for that Hamilton region, former voice of the Ticats and the Argos, in an article on Three Down said he reached out to Randy Ambrosi before he met with the House of Commons and said, this is what you're going to need to cover. This is what they're going to want to know. And Randy Ambrosi wasn't interested in his advice. So I was walking with my wife last night and I said, poor Randy's taking all these shots. He should have listened to Bob. And she's like, well, you're the same. You don't like getting advice from everybody how to run your show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is different. This is an MP who knows the CFL side and he knows the government side. He's not some Rudy Poo. He's not some Morley boy. So again, the poll question was just spitballing. If it came to a pay-per-view event, what would you pay? And it just went in all these different, to the point where for whatever reason in Ottawa, I don't know what's going on there, but they just went snap show. on this simple question.
Yeah.
How can you talk about paying for a CFL game by pay-per-view? People are losing their houses here. Okay, dude, back away from the ledge. It's a question.
Yeah.
And 55,000 Canadians purchased UFC 249. So not everybody's losing their house. That's the one thing you learn in the recovery coaching business. If you're that triggered, you're the one with the problem, not the guy that you're yelling at.
Yeah.
How did this happen? And how did it happen?
I don't know. It gets people fired up. I shouldn't have to pay. Well, guess what?
Right.
You're not being forced to pay. I wasn't forced to buy the UFC 249. It's a choice.
It's a
choice. If you don't feel like you should pay it.
Or can't afford it.
Move on. Or go to a buddy's house who's bought the game.
Anonymous texter. For the poll, I crunched some numbers from a 2018 Three Down Nation report. Average 500,000 people would watch. Many are watching every game and will not pay for every game. So for argument's sake, let's just say 125,000 would buy pay-per-view at $50 per game. For me, buying each Rider game would be $900 per season times by 125,000 people would be $112 million per year. So $50 a game would work.
Wow.
Somebody who gets it. Tell him what he's won, Bob.
Great job.
A free pay-per-view. From Maggie. She says, LOL, Rod's right. Right about what? Because I've thrown a million opinions out here in the last 5 minutes.
Maybe all of them.
Thank you.
Blanket statement.
Well, more than if you're triggered, you're the one with the problem. Think about that and stop yelling at everybody. It's day 61 now, and people are getting worse, not better. This whole, we're in this together. I think people are ready to say, shove it up your ass.
Yeah.
Because they're not coming together.
No.
So anyways, we got questions from the Sim about the Sim tonight. We got all these points we haven't even got to. So we're coming back with overtime. Hang on. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we've increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, Back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, as we roll on, roll on. I guess I should have known that the pay-per-view concept would be as a hot-button issue as it is, because people have been talking about it for quite some time, not just when I brought it up on Monday.
Yeah.
But people are saying, I pay this amount, Nelson just did, for the NHL season. I pay this amount for MLB or NLL. Would you stop thinking about what it has been? We're talking about what it's going to be. It's not a season pass, guys. Nobody's going in the facility.
Think about right now, if I could open up the movie theater to you, how much did you pay for a movie ticket? I pay $50 to go to the movies. Right? It's you if have it to get safe, it in your mindset yeah. that there is no CFL on TV anymore, right? There is no
not for free.
There's no movies right now. I can't even go and pay $14 or $12 for a movie ticket. So now you think about you've been deprived of it. Okay, how much would you pay? Right? Right now we're not used to that because we're used to we'll flip the game on. The game's on. I pay $5 a month for my TSN package or $20 a month for the TSN Go or whatever it is. You gotta get your mind wrapped around that's not an option. It's not an option.
I just want to mention for our guys on the other side here, Clark, Jordan, Ryan, they might be the rock stars of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, just keeping us on the air. Once Clark explained, because I don't see what's going on back there. I see what's going on here, and I can't hear John Luke. Clark explained all of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm lucky now that we even were on the air for 2 hours, given everything that's going on. So they're doing a rock star worthy job. I want to recognize them for that. But our rock star guests, you'll be able to vote shortly. Matthew Barnaby, John Liu, Damon Severson, or Lieutenant Eric. Those are some big heavy hitter names.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be interested to see who wins the vote. Yesterday's winner was Travis Lule. Tonight is game two of the SJHL Simulated Kanelta Cup. So we'll be back here tonight. Is it you and me?
Yeah.
I haven't even opened up the spreadsheet. No. I haven't even looked at it. I just assumed I was going to be here tonight. It's Yorkton leading Melfort 1-0. We'll be calling the video game. Go to twitch.tv/SJHL and you can watch it there right from your computer. It's not that hard. If you're looking for something to do tonight, 6:30. So many people have been trying it out over the last week or so and loving it, which I didn't even get to my second sports update, but there was something in there about a Raptors player. I could call it up here, but was named Player of the Week in the NBA Summer 2K League video game.
Yeah.
Esports. So are we now, is that where we are? Sports updates are involving who won Player of the Week for a damn video game. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying, is that where we are?
I don't know. I don't want to be there yet. That's for sure. I'm not ready for that.
I'd rather give it to Dong Min Han, the big donger.
There you go.
You realize that we're making him a star and the Wyverns in the Korean Baseball League don't even know. I love the fact that people across Canada realize my team's the Wyverns.
Yeah.
Which what are is they awesome. laughing about back here?
I don't know.
Keep talking. I'm open.
But it's great. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, we got to start the simulation stuff. Yeah, I'm into it. I mean, with the SJHL stuff, I mean, you know, it's fun. It's fun interacting with the viewers. It's fun calling the video game when you don't know what's going to happen. That's kind of cool. But in terms of awarding those players awards and player of the year awards, and here's the player.
It's a little much.
That's a little much.
Here it is in our sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon and the Tap Brewhouse. Raptors Uprising. That's the team name. Raptors Uprising star Kenneth Kenny Got Work Haley has been named player. I know. It's as dumb as it sounds coming out of my mouth. Has been named player of the week for week one of the NBA 2K League 2020 season. The point guard is the first member of the Raptors esports team to earn the weekly honor. The Raptors Uprising all-time leading scorer averaged 35 points in week one. Raptors Uprising, who are 2-0, take on Grizz Gaming tonight. And the Hornets Venom on Thursday. You realize we're talking about a video game. Allen Iverson became famous because of practice. You're talking about practice? You're talking about a video game?
I know.
It's just
Yeah, but yeah, I know. I know. I think about the old Madden games, and I guess you can relate because you used to play Eberle on the bus, right?
Yeah.
And he would be Michael Vick. Was that the one? And you tomahawk the controller?
I was so mad at him.
Anyways, when I play Madden, this is what's going to happen, right? Except instead of me just wanting to tomahawk the remote of the TV, we're going to be analyzing this. So I'm playing the video game, the Madden game, and I'm doing like a run to the right, and the guards are all supposed to pull, and the one guy pulls, and he just walks right through everybody and doesn't block anybody, and my guy gets tackled for a 3-yard loss. I'm like, why didn't you block anybody? Is that where we're going to come to? Where we're actually going to be analyzing that and picking apart that guy?
Well, because as you're telling me, I'm like, I don't care.
Exactly.
It reminds me of guys with their rec hockey. Hey, Rod, can you read my rec hockey scores, our team on your show? No, nobody cares.
Or your fantasy stats?
Yeah, nobody cares about your fantasy stats. Nobody cares about your rec hockey team. Nobody cares about your damn video football game. I thought. Colin in Ottawa writes in and says, Kenny got work. Can you call it work if it's a video game? Yes, if you're being paid. It's the definition of professional. That's why they call them pros, Paul. Monty in Saskatoon writes in, says his team is the Bears. And they're 3-2, by the way, in the Korean baseball organization. And I'll say it again. A 10-team league works really nice. Right? For balance. They don't have that ninth team that can't play every weekend.
Yeah.
You know? So when the CFL does come back, and it'll be 9 teams, but hopefully soon it's 10. And maybe we've relocated franchises or whatever, but 10 is a real nice number. Alan Lee, that's our intern, Alan, the Asian sensation. He says, it's the 1-year anniversary of the Kawhi Leonard shot. For you Raptors fans.
From down in the corner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Tyler Dacu, this is my last comment I'm going to read. Tyler Dacu says, while Twitch has not disclosed the portion of its revenue generated from advertising, Newzoo predicts the video game streaming market will grow by 38% to $906 million this year, and by 2021, $1.65 billion, with sponsorships, advertising, and media rights generating most of that revenue. No fans in the stands. Well, listen, a year ago, the camera's frozen, Clark tells me. See, this is the stuff with the new gear. Thank you for telling me. Do you want to move your lips like I'm?
Yeah.
A year ago, when I was, you know, looking at my next opportunity.
it's really difficult.
Clark says it's working, okay, so let's keep going. Twitch came to me and said, isn't this great? Hey, do your show, do a show on Twitch. Here's the deal. We'll take more than half the money. And I said, I'm used to that.
Oh, look at this.
There we go.
I tried.
Yeah, everybody likes what you're doing.
It's one of those.
You make a great dummy.
It's one of those Japanese dubbed over karate movies. He was. That's moving really.
That's right. This is live interactive television. Jack Fulton in Calgary watching, he says, I love Rod's comment. As you're telling me, I don't care. Paul likes it too. Vote on Twitter for the rock star of the day. For Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, Matthew Barnaby, John Liu, Damon Severson, or Lieutenant Eric. And we'll see you tomorrow, God willing, at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.